the people that you connect with and authentically and genuinely have a relationship with, and you decide to create magic together. And that magic can be created even meeting them and talking about a collaboration, like truly connecting and being like, I have a vision and let's get this together. And, you know, you become besties afterwards. Those are the ones that audience and people connect with and they buy into.
Welcome to Cowgirls Over Coffee, where we encourage and equip women to embrace the process and practice of tackling daily demands, actually executing on our plans, and taking action on the most audacious goals that we can come up with without sacrificing our peace and staying rooted in our purpose. These are conversations for doers, for those of us who refuse to settle for less than we absolutely know we are capable of achieving. For women who are cultivating thriving homes and businesses side by side. I'm your host, Thea Larson. Grab a coffee and sit down. We have so much to talk about. Okay, welcome to another episode of Cowgirls Over Coffee. I am excited yet again to have another conversation with you. But let me tell you, I was just visiting with my good friend, and we were just talking about how We've been in the space, if you will, for quite some time, but I have Jen with Love Leathers with me here today. And Jen, if you are not familiar with her, I'm going to tell you how you can connect with her. You've got to be following her. She makes the most amazing custom leather bags. Well, not custom, but like custom designs for you. Like, she will not custom order from you. I get ahead of myself. We wanted to talk about collaborations because as a casual user of Instagram, if you are neither a brand nor an influencer, you're aware that collaborations are happening. And you know that, you know, so-and-so has a collab with so-and-so and they're promoting this product to you as a consumer. And so we wanted to talk a little bit about what is the benefit to customers of these collaborations between brands, especially small maker brands, which I think is so nice to see them come to the forefront because it's easy to shop Boot Barn because we can just walk in and see what there is. But we wanted to talk about, like, what do we get out of it? As just someone who's scrolling Instagram, what's in it for me? And then also share some best practices and behind the scenes, like some best practices if you are a brand and you are wading into the depths of collaborations, or if you are an influencer, some of the best practices from a brand's perspective that you can be doing in your own business if you are becoming an influencer, whether you are a micro influencer with very few followers up to some of the big names. Jen has been around and doing this for a really long time. She has a great track record with the top people. Everyone loves working with her. So I just wanted to invite her on. She's laughing, but it's true.
Oh gosh.
So welcome, Jen. If you just want to introduce yourself better than I did, tell us a little about your brand and your products and all that good stuff.
Yeah. God, no, that was a good intro. Gee, thank you. I'm like blushing. I'm like, I'm embarrassed. I'm shy. No, I'm Jen. I'm the owner, designer, maker of Love Leathers. I started this business back in, 2012. And when I was kind of in the midst of a career change, I didn't know that I was, but I was living in Wyoming and I found leather work and fell in love with it. So I was in the beauty industry for 16 plus years. I have a background in, I worked in retail since I was 14, but I live in Wyoming in Saratoga in a beautiful mountain valley. I'm originally from Colorado, so I'm a mountain girl at heart. And yeah, my bags are a kind of, well, you hit it. Like, they are kind of custom-ish, like bespoke, off the cuff, like kind of small batch collection. So I do a lot of one of a kind items because I try to choose leathers that are unique and you can't get again and aren't repeated over and over again. And then I've recently dipped into like styling bags with fringe scarves and conchos and introduced a bag bar last year. So all the things, like, it's evolved into in a couple different, you know, avenues. It's been a wild ride.
I want to talk a little bit. I know this isn't like the main core part of the conversation, but what I love about your bags, and I want to share this, like if you're listening and you're in the market for a bag, is that, like you said, there are these collections and it's kind of like scaling the unscalable, because a lot of times as a maker, you get your product, but it's like, okay, how do I make enough of these to actually make it worth my time to make these things? Like, that's kind of, you hit this tipping point in your business between, okay, but I'm spending every waking hour and I'm barely, you know, like, is it really worth it? Right.
Yeah.
And I just, you have done such an amazing job of creating a product that does feel custom and unique. It's definitely that intersection of like couture art in something that you can buy. I mean, obviously you do, you know, drops and things, but it's more of like more accessible, I feel like.
Oh gosh. Well, thanks. You know, my vision is kind of that, is that, you know, there's, I do love to, you know, if I drop a bag and someone's like, I want that, and I'm able to like reproduce it several times, you know, it sometimes as possible, unless it's like a crazy cowhide that is super unique or something like that. But yeah, I've kind of found that people want something custom. I kind of fell out of, because I really started with a lot of custom work. I tooled leather a lot more back in the day. I truly have a passion for sewing. I grew up sewing. I took sewing classes when I was in middle school, and I really kind of just veered in that direction. And I give it up to all my people who tool leather. It's such hard work, and my hands are, I'm just not young anymore. Not that, you know, there's old people that still tool leather. There are, but I'm like, for me, it was just like, I really had to separate into like, I had to like figure out which direction I wanted to go on it. I feel like if you tool leather, you have to like literally do all tooling, and maybe you leave the sewing up to someone else, or you do it. There's a fine line of trying to figure out, you know, where it's going to take you. So, but yeah.
I love that. And I think you mentioned like the conchos and the concept of the bag bar. And I just want to throw this because I know you have them coming up usually in Colorado and a few places. And
yeah.
He wants to show up. Can you talk about the bag bar? Because those are my favorites. Like the way the wax wrapped around the handles. Like every time I see those, I have like major add to cart vibe.
Well, yeah. The bag bar concept kind of, so I really don't, I don't do a lot of markets. I don't do big rodeos or shows or NFR or anything like that. It's not really my jam. My happy place is my workbench. It's being involved in making the actual. So my favorite, it's not my favorite thing to do, to like do big, long, drawn out shows. So I wanted to incorporate some way, though, to like actually speak to human beings and get out of my hermit hole and connect with people and get feedback and talk about styles. So, and there is a demand for customization always, you know? So I wanted to somehow like meet the two in the middle and say, okay, well, you can have a bag, but like someone wants to feel like they put their personal touch on it. Like, oh, that scarf, or sometimes they want me to style it just myself and see what comes out of my brain with the colors or the type of bag it is. So I started doing pop-ups with Anna Kuniko, who, if you don't know her, she was like hooked AF. We started kind of doing mixers, and I was like, man, I should really incorporate just a few things so people feel like they can customize. But then I was like, wow, it's really fun styling bags, throwing some conchos on, burning a brand into it, kind of like the hat bar phenomenon that's happening in the world right now, but with a bag. So that's where it was born. It was just like a way to pop up and connect with people and have conversations about, you don't have to just style hats. You can style your bag and you can take a scarf off or put it on, and, you know.
I think it's awesome just because, like you said, people want that customization feel, but it's very difficult at a mostly affordable for most of us price point to get a truly custom piece.
Yeah.
And so it's such a nice way to get a quality, versatile accessory that you can then customize and change up a little bit and get a fresh feeling on it and feel like it's yours. So I just love that.
Yeah.
And the reason I bring this up is because you may not have heard of Jen and Love Leathers, which is why collaborations should matter to you as someone who's just scrolling the internet, scrolling through Instagram, and you're standing in line at the grocery store waiting for them to load feed in the back of the truck or something. That's when I'm always doing it. I'm like low key trying to quit distracting myself when I'm bored. That is probably one of my biggest toxic traits that I'm not proud of. It's like, oh, I'm standing here in line. I'm going to scroll. Oh, I'm sitting. Like, I just don't let myself be bored, which is maybe not healthy, but I digress.
It happens. Yeah.
I think it's that collaborations are such a, and there's nothing new about collaborations. I come from a commercial sponsorship, event sponsorship background working with PRCA rodeos. So when I very first was a baby Instagram account, a content creator, if you will, I was like, this makes so much sense to me. Like, it just seemed like sponsorship. And I have such extensive education around sponsorship, how there is the brand and there's the property, and then there's your audience, right? And that's what I thought of like in an event when someone comes to an event. So I just all of a sudden, I think that's probably what even drew me to social media the most, is it just felt like an event that was all online. But in sponsorship, we always talk about putting the audience first. And like the reason the collaboration takes place is to, for the brand to connect emotionally, not just awareness. Awareness is nice, but it's about making that connection with you, the person who is looking for something new. And we want to enrich your experience, and the content that you're consuming should be made better and more enjoyable because of these collaborations, right? So Jen, with that in mind, when you're, I'd love to hear like where you started when you were like, collaborate, and like just share like your journey through being on the brand side of collaboration and how you hope it impacts people. And of course, obviously, will hopefully someday buy something from you.
I mean, okay, well, let's go back, Thea, because me and you go back. I mean, honestly, this is kind of where probably my first collaborations were born, were out of like getting together with you back in the day with Women in Western.
Western, before we were even cool, cowgirls.
Before we were even like any, you know, and like sitting in a room with other women all kind of in the same journey at the same time. I mean, I can think back to probably my first collaboration. Well, I know I collaborated with you on shoots. I know in that room, I collaborated at one point with like Megan Gates and Molly Stevens and Kimes, like Lindsay and even Catherine Merrick. Like I literally probably collaborated with almost every person in that room at some point. Sarah Bowenkamp, like,
oh yeah, everybody. Yeah. Knows that.
I mean, honestly, so I think Megan Gates was one of my first photo shoots that I did, where it was like, let's get products, like let's do a shoot. Back then, it was just more like let's shoot something, like let's do a photo shoot, like let's, you know, get content. And to me, you know, I had no idea. I had no idea what I was doing. I didn't know, but I knew there were creative people in a room, and I knew I was meeting creative women in the Western industry where we could come together and be like, you know things, I know things, let's put our things together and see what magic we can kind of create as, you know, as people trying to promote each other. And it wasn't even so much about promotion. It was just like, let's just see what we can create. Mm-hmm. Like what gets crew? What is the end product? What's the image? What is the look? What is the style? And to me, that's really what collaboration means. Like what in my brain, I think a lot about music. I think about when artists musically get together and collaborate on, you know, a song or something, they're looking to create something together with their different visions of a song or a piece of art, or and create something that people are like, that's really cool. You know, I would have never put those two together. Or maybe they would have put it together, but it's hard to kind of put it into words. I think everyone that I've ever worked with, we have come together like authentically and genuinely wanting to create something cool. And artistic and creative. And that's really, I think, at the core of where my collaborations come from, or like a vision I have when I want to create or collaborate with people. So when we get messages, and we've talked about, you know, when businesses and brands have talked about this, like, oh, hey, like, I'd love to collab, you know, you always get the like, DM me for a collab, or, and you're like, at the core of every time I've ever gotten that message, I'm like, what does a collab mean to you? Like, I know what it means to me, but like, what does it mean to the other person or an influencer? In my mind, it means that we've already had a conversation. Like, we've already actually met and connected in some other way or previously. I don't know if that makes sense. Then we meet at some point of like, oh, hey, this would be cool if we did this.
I like that too, because I think that sometimes, just as you're saying this, I like really quickly looked up like the definition of collaboration.
Yeah.
Working with someone to produce or create something. And I think we have lost in the social media influencer promotion world, which I'm here for. I'm here for people getting paid for creating their content, 1,000%.
For sure. But yeah.
We are talking more about like partnership and endorsement than collaboration. And I feel that, yeah. I feel that actual collaboration between a brand and a creator is the creation of something new. And that is why it's of value to the consumer of the content, because you're able to present something that is a true collaboration, a new creation based on the brand's vision and the creator's vision and coming together. And I think that's where we get new ideas about, on a basic level, even just styling, you know, that's where we get our inspiration for styling or inspiration for how we want to incorporate things in our closet or what looks we want for events or, you know, even not your day-to-day thing. Because collaborations are often, my favorite collaborations are not like everyday wearable. I love collaborations that are like very editorial, very like inspirational.
Yeah. And
then you get to participate as the person who is scrolling Instagram, as the person who's consuming this content. You get to be like, okay, how am I going to interpret that for myself?
Yeah.
It's not about creating a carbon copy of the look, but like, how do I incorporate this vibe and this feeling and this creativity into my own?
Right.
Which kind of, as I'm saying, this full circle back with the bag bar with like, oh, we can customize things to ourselves. I think that's so cool.
I think you nailed it. I think, like you said from the start, like we've lost it. Like there, obviously we have all influencer brand, content creation, what we've all received the like transactional feeling of a message of like, and I've tested those out. Like I've tested transactional. I mean, I think we all have. Like, what does a transactional collab look like? I think they can be successful. Do they really connect buyers and brands? I don't think so. I think people can smell that stuff from a mile away when it's a very transactional collaboration. And we all have felt that transactional things don't really move anything for our audiences. I feel like, and people these days, I feel like they know the difference between like a true, authentic, genuine collaboration, because they watch our social media, they watch our stories, they see who we're talking to, they see who we're hanging out with, they see who we might be friends with, and they can be like, oh, that makes sense. That makes sense that they would get together and collaborate on a piece. And I think that's why some of my collaborations that I've done in the past with other brands or artists have been successful, because they make sense. They are like, it just makes sense that we would put maybe our heads together and be like, let's create something cool and have fun and not be transactional about it.
Yeah, I love and I like what you said about the transactional. And I think that's something that calls to us too. I got really excited. Okay. Breath, Thea. Conversations. I hope y'all enjoy this on the listening side, but I like them to be a little off the cuff. But I think we could then, but then I'm like, okay, we're going to have to schedule to talk again about six more times. But I think that they really, as small brands, and when I say small, I don't mean like even just barely starting up, but even when you're well seasoned and you hit a period, there's that period where you're a little bit stagnant, where like, okay, what's the next thing for growth? And then you get a very affordable transactional collaboration option, and it's just product placement. And I just don't think, I think it's appetizing, but I think that kind of thing is only effective on a massive scale, right? Like a transactional thing can work in part of your promotional mix if that's your jam, but it's going to happen on such a massive scale. But collaborations, when they're infused with the relationship you're talking about, when it's like, and I think that's where I know it's a term that's so overused, but hashtag authenticity, like when we see that you have a relationship with the content creator, like, and the content creator has been like, it's not just like, here's a post with the product, here it is, here's the product. Like, and I think that's really hard. I will go like for accessory makers, because it's like, here's my outfit and here's my accessory on the side. Like, I think that's really hard, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
I just love the relationship part.
The relationship. And I feel like, and I could be totally wrong in this, I genuinely want to connect on an authentic level with content creators, because if you're going to just pose with my product, it doesn't do anything for me. Like, and it doesn't, I'm just like, I can pose with my product. Like, I could have my husband pose, you know? So like, I've always felt when I have suspected transactional collaborations, I don't know if I like pain or something, but I've definitely done them just to test if it's
like... You're a promotional masochist.
Like, I don't know. I'm like, let's see where this goes. No. I mean, I'm just like, because I think I learn. I learn too where that person is going to stand long term. Do I expect everyone to be my bestie that does a collab with me? Absolutely not. I know that that's not like, would it be cool? Like, if they genuinely wanted to kind of hang out for a minute? Yes. And I think, you know, just learning that has been really interesting, because I could care less about a tag, or, you know what I mean? Like, I've had people that I genuinely know and collaborated with and tag me and nothing happens. Like, I think we're all looking for an ROI on something. We're all like, how is this a win-win? How does this benefit you and me? Like, going in, you want it to work for a win-win, but does that always? No. Sometimes yes. And I've set aside expectations, because there's times I have like genuinely connected with people and we've done collaborations and they've blown out of the water. And then other times, like, not so much. I don't know. I'm kind of rambling, but let's just use an example. Let's say someone reaches out to me, we collab, like they wanted to work for me. I turned them down and then they hit me up again, and in the conversation, I'm going, okay, like, do you know about my brand? Because anybody can pose with a product. What do you know about my brand? What can you tell about my story? Where's the human aspect of it behind it? That's on a deep level. But I care about that stuff. Like,
that's what's going to connect with a customer, a potential customer.
Yeah. Like, can you tell me anything about my brand? Have you ever purchased from me? Have you ever, you know? And to me, you know, getting pictures and like, I always, it's so bad, but I think learning over time, like, I know that that person isn't going to promote me after that transaction is done. Like, it's done and I won't see anything. And that's okay, because I think that's just learning. Like, I think for brands, you have to set aside that expectation. I would pay this person. Like, I didn't get paid, but they got paid. It's like, and that's okay. I think you have to, like you said, I think you said it a few words back, like, you have to be willing to put yourself out there when you're just kind of testing the waters and you are still growing and you're not massive and you want to see who maybe you don't know about their audience either, and you might connect with their audience and you might not. I mean, there's so many different scenarios, but I really learned that if you, the fewer, and you know, it's like quantity over quality, like the people that you connect with and authentically and genuinely have a relationship with, and you decide to create magic together, and that magic can be created even meeting them and talking about a collaboration, like truly connecting and being like, I have a vision and let's get this together. And, you know, you become besties afterwards. Those are the ones that audience and people connect with and they buy into. And they buy into the journey and they buy into the story. And they, it's storytelling of, you know, things happening, things being created. So anyway, okay.
So much good stuff in there, because I think what you're really honing in on, like, because you've had a lot of experience with this, is that you have to find whatever that formula is for your brand. And then you'll know, like, this is the formula of, and you will know right away, like, of course you're wanting to, you don't want to always collaborate with the same carbon copy of a content creator. Like, you want some different things because you're trying to reach your product to new. But there should be a vibe that's in common there. And once you really know, like, these are the core pieces of the person who is going to be part of the story of what this is, that is going to be creating something with my product, then I think you get quicker at making those decisions because you're just more practiced at it.
Yeah.
But I would say, based on everything that you've, all the collaborations that you've done, massive successfuls.
Oh, gosh.
And the ones that kind of fizzled that weren't the best. What would you say, like, if you were talking to someone else who is a smaller brand, small brand isn't even right. Like, I would even say, like, a niche brand, you know?
Yeah.
Or maker. And they're like, okay, I want to do collaborations, but all I'm getting are transactional offers. I don't necessarily know if I can afford or get in with some of the content creators that I really love. Like, what would you say to them? Just some good core advice.
Well, I think I've had those conversations even with other leather makers who have reached out to me and are afraid to collaborate with, like, bigger influencers and partnerships, and tried to kind of guide them on, like, because basically what it comes down to, how do I get the product into their hands? But how do I get them to, like, love it? How do I get to be, everybody wants to be seen. And, you know, how do we get that product into their hand and love it? I think one, smaller niche brands, that's what they need to do. They do need to get product into people's hands. Whether that's in a little brand kit or sending a gift, a customized, I think in that when you're starting out and you're doing that stuff, you have to like kind of seed people a little bit. And I still do it to this day. Like, because I'm genuinely thankful for people when they do tag me, like Brie with Cosmopolitan Cowgirl. She's amazing. I never asked her for anything and she still tags me and everything. And like, she needed a bag for a wedding. And I was like, what do you need? Like, tell me what, I'll style you. I will get you styled, girl. And she's like, where's my invoice? I'm like, this one's on me. Like, you have to do things sometimes in that respect.
That's the relationship, right?
Yeah. And there's no expectations, and there doesn't have to be a transaction all the time. Does she buy from me? Yes. And I appreciate it. She doesn't always buy from me and she does. She always buys from me and tags.
Because if you think about a relationship, like if you have a bestie, every time you go to lunch, are you like, okay, you owe, like when it's your best friend, you're usually like, I'll get you this time, you get me next time. It'll be like, right? We don't worry about that. And that, I know that comes through as you're the person who, if you're a potential customer and you're just scrolling Instagram, you're going to see that. You're going to see that I love Jen. I love her bags. I love everything.
Yes. And I think, so yes, I think you have to, like, you have to have a working relationship. You have to seed people with your product. I think there's a fear sometime of like, oh, she doesn't like my product, so she's not asking me for a collab or something, or, you know, yada, yada, yada. But I've always, okay, this is kind of hard for me to speak from. And I don't mean this to sound like, sound weird.
Coming from a place of goodness.
I know. I'm like, I don't know. I think you have to try a lot of different things. You have to come at it from a lot of different angles, but you have to get product into people's hands because they're not going to know whether they like it or not. And I also believe that it's okay to let people buy from you too. Like, if they like it, they'll buy it. If they want it, they'll buy it. If they need it, they'll buy it. And, you know, sometimes it just starts out in a conversation. I feel like for me, I am fortunate. Things happened a little organically for me. I never felt like I had to forcibly like get product into people's hands, like ever. Thank God. Like I was like, nobody wants my product. Like, so one, I think you have to hone in on what you're creating. Like you have to spend time. It takes hours and time and figure out who you are and try to be different and not do what everybody else does. And, you know, I think what I'm seeing a lot too, just on the influencer spectrum is there's a lot of people doing the same stuff and the same content. So I'm really looking for something like different. Like I like the OG content, but I also like new content too. Because I think like what you said, Thea, is there's some OG content, like people have been around, like Brie, who her audience isn't going to relate to like she's been around a minute. So her audience has kind of been around. Mine's been around a little while. I don't want to see like the same content creators doing the same poses, the same. I don't know if that makes sense, but there's a lot of people doing just the same content, like with reels and over, like get ready with me. And I'm like, it just doesn't do anything creatively for me.
Mm-hmm. You're going to have to be proactive. Like as a brand, you're probably going to have to be proactive in finding those people. Because if you're just sitting back and waiting for someone to offer to do a collab with you, you're probably going to get a lot of the cookie cutter stuff.
Agree. Like if you're just waiting for people to drop you like, hey, I'd collab, like, hey, there's a collab. Yeah, it's not. I think you really have to hone in on who you want, what kind of content you want from them. And a lot of times, like I've slowed down on a lot of collabs with even influencers because posts, like pictures and photo shoots, they just unfortunately go nowhere these days. And I'm like, I can, you know what that's like. Like, I'm like, I can do that myself. And so it's hard, I think, right now. I think it's harder than it has been in the past. I have seen some cool collabs with like other, like if you're a leather maker or maybe you do something completely different and you collaborate with like, you know, like me and Cassie with Wonderlust, like she does skulls and I do leather. And like we've done collaborations on leather items. Like she paints the leather, like mix it up a little. Yeah.
Yeah. We did a collaboration with Cowgirls Over Coffee. We haven't done a lot of like branded shoots for a while now because I haven't had the time for it. But yeah, we did.
It's hard.
Danya does all of my photos, obviously. And then we had Cassie send us a couple skulls, which I've never been more nervous in my life because they pieces and I had to pack them back up and like ship them along to the next. She was having a show. And like, I am not an experienced, like, first of all, shipping is not my spiritual gifting at all. And so I wrapped these things up and I was like, oh my God, please just, Lord, please let them make it there safely. Like, but we had some beautiful photos that we did with just the horses and like, you know, just styling just the photo. And I think it was so nice.
Yeah.
And I get things from a UGC. And if you're not familiar, user generated content. Like that's another thing that brands I think can use that's not relying on the audience connection. But you know that Cassie's been able to use those photos in her other promotions and advertisements. So as a brand, I would don't just look at audience size. You might be missing the boat. And that comes back to your creativity point too. Like you want something new, what's going to jump out? Because you can use that. And you can put some, if you have great content that was created through a collaboration, put some dollars behind it. Put it in an advertisement, you know, put it in, and not just an online advertisement. You know, if you're at an event, get a big banner. Like having great creative content is always an asset.
Yeah, I think stepping outside your own niche too. Like, you know, I know there's leather workers that work with other leather makers. There's skull people that work with like macrame people. There's there's so many different options. And I think these days with content, you have to get really creative. You have to do things that kind of people might not expect, but expect if you're creative, like if that makes sense. Like, 100%. And also on the influencer, okay, I will say on the influencer thing, one thing that I love to do is, and even boutiques, like I will create exclusive collections with boutiques. Like, oh, you guys want to do a collection together? Let's create something for your online store only. Same thing with influencers. Like, let's design a bag together. Like, if you want to collaborate, let's get together and design a little mini collection together, because it forces you to truly connect and like talk and have conversations and FaceTime and get to know each other. And like, some days are bad and some days are good. And you can be like, how are you doing? Like, as just human beings, you know, and, but you can create together on kind of another level.
And then, you know, the consumer benefits from that at the end of the day, because you're creating, honestly, if you're, again, back to collaboration, quote unquote, you're creating something where you put a person like a content creator or a boutique, they have an individual style that is complementary to your brand's style. And when you put those together, you're going to get an elevated product, and it's going to be probably limited edition of some sort. So the consumer can get something that's really, really unique and that they really love, because it's this amalgamation of the two creative styles.
Yeah. I haven't seen a lot of people do that. Like, so I'm getting ready to do a collaboration with Dani Reinhart. I'm so excited about it. So it's like her vision and my vision together, but like she's doing the content for it, like photography and modeling, and like, but she had a vision of bags, and then we're like mixing it together with Love Leathers, and then we'll launch a little mini collection together. It's kind of a little campaign. Those are so fun. It really, if you want to know some, it challenges you too in communication.
Right. You're like, I'm learning all these new skills. What?
It does. Cause you, when it's just you, you're just go. You're just like, this is what I do. But when you mix it in with someone else, and I've done it a few times, and it's really challenging, cause you have to be like, are we on the same page? Like,
wait, like, roll back a couple.
Power, control, like, I don't want to be controlling. Are you okay with this? Like, it really teaches you to, that's when I think collaborations can really grow your, just even your skill in it, because you have to work with individual visions of like, and then bring it together, and you're not even in the same space. Like, you're not in the same workspace or doing the same trade. And it's wild.
It's with a side of therapy.
For sure. Yeah. Because I've been through like, I went through like one horrifying one. I won't bring up the name, but back in the day, I mean, it wasn't horrifying. I wasn't saying it was successful, but it was challenging. Yeah. I mean, it was like NFR collection, crazy visions, change of mind, change of fits, and out. Like, oh my
God. Just, hey, be aware that like what you're signing up for when you start dipping your toe in the collaboration pool.
And I think what you have to do too as a brand is you have to get, like, if you are going to do that type of collaboration with someone, just think about reproducing the product. And, you know, if you're going to create the excitement around it with someone, like, you have to be able to actually produce the product afterwards too. Like,
because once you create a demand, now, right? That comes back to scaling the unscalable.
It does. It does. It absolutely does. Like,
so with the way things, because I feel like the landscape of really online content promotion is vastly different, just even the last 2 or 3 years. I have all the ideas of things that I foresee, because like business and promotion, something I just nerd out on. It's one of my favorite things. But where do you see like future successful collaborations? What do you see as the ideal for future successful collaborations?
Oh my gosh. That's a big question. Well,
what do you, for?
Oh, yeah. What do I hope for? I would love to see, like, I guess in the past year, I've seen a lot of like genuine collaborations. You can like kind of fish out whether it's like authentic or not, and things are making sense. I hope that people, you know, when they, I want the less transactional to go away. Let's just go there.
Yeah, transactional go away, period.
I do. I think it needs to go away because I think the feeling that it gives people is crappy. Like, I want people to get paid. Like, I know there's a creative aspect in creating content and modeling and styling things. I have no qualms about that. I will pay for content if, you know, it makes sense. I want it to be win-win, I guess what I'm trying to say. I hope for that. I hope for the transactional feeling of like, hey, you want a collab? And that kind of stuff kind of goes away. Like, here's my product page with my prices. And I think people should have that, but I also think there should be just a conversation. Like, let's FaceTime or let's have a phone call and talk about like what we both want out of this. And, you know, like, I don't want to just sign a paper and like PayPal someone and get a picture. Is that really blunt?
Yeah, right. And I don't think it doesn't benefit anyone, and particularly the customer. Like, the customer's not benefiting from that either.
And so, yeah, but I think the future is that. I think I've seen a lot of, you know, influencers grow and have great relationships with bigger companies and create collections together and, you know, that sort of stuff. I would hope for a lot of even some like bigger companies to start dipping into more the artisan collaboration. So we saw that collaboration between like Ralph Lauren and Naomi glasses. Mm-hmm. That was like mind blowing. Like, that was so cool. That would be cool. And because she's a visionary, they're visionary, and they came together to create a collection of both visions working together of artisan work mixed with like produced product. I would love to see, I mean, you mentioned Boot Barn, because we can go to Boot. I would love to see like Boot Barn, and I know they've done a little bit, but even bigger companies like dip into more the small artisan works to create collections, to bring visions out that maybe small brands can't get to, you know, make it a little bit more reachable. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. I love that. No, and I think that's like, I think when we're talking about collaborations, just like redefining them a little bit and like taking like 10 steps back of, instead of being a content creator and a brand, like what happens when we bring together different makers and different content and different retail locations? How do we make this more accessible? Not just, again, not just awareness, but accessible. And when we're talking about these collaborations, let's always put the customer first. Like, does the customer benefit from this? Because yeah, the influencer gets paid and the brand gets quote unquote exposure, but did the customer get anything? And I think that's a great litmus test.
Yeah.
And I would, like, for me in the future, what I would like to see as a customer even is long-term. Like, I want to know like the long-term, I want to see a story that if you can tell a story where you bring in your retailer and your brand and your content creator, and you do this over the course of a year. And I understand for business, maybe you do a 3-month trial and then you extend from there. But when we can see a customer, the story and the evolution, and you can share, like, don't be afraid to take on a big project, creating a collaborated collection, and then give them the behind the scenes, give the customer something to enjoy, pay into the entertainment value, and they're going to pay you back by caring about your brand. Like, I really think that's
the
future of corporations. And if we can just raise the bar across the board, I think it's going to make such a big difference in your bottom line. Like, you're going to have more sales. You're going to have provided an experience for the customer, like, to not just like see your product, like, I can just see your product. And that works sometimes. But I mean, create a desire in our product. Like, show me how my style will be better, my life will be better. Like, make me think that I'm have more money because I carry it in your bag.
Right. No, it's true. And that's a big part of it is I've really had, you know, I don't know, my audience or my customers are great. I feel like I'm so grateful for all my customers and how patient they are with me. And some of them have been around a minute, some of them are new, but I really try to tell, like, even when I'm talking in DMs, most of the time with customers, like, I'm trying to kind of give them a little bit of like what it means to be a Love Leathers customer, like, you know, what I can offer them, what it kind of looks like, what the journey looks like. And sometimes I do really fun shoots, and sometimes I do bag bars, and sometimes I have stock, and sometimes I don't have stock, but I try to be pretty transparent about that. And, you know, a lot of them, I mean, I'll be really honest, a lot of them have been like, you don't need influencers, you don't need, but I am friends with some influencers. Like, I love content. I love the creativity behind some of the styling that goes on, because I'm like, I'm dressed like this and I don't get to style my bags the way that I honestly wish I could sometimes. I wish I could dress up, you know what I mean? So I'm trying to give them a little bit of a vision through how other people, other customers even style bags. I think as far as collaborations go with customers, they kind of have caught on to how I roll a little bit with like how I like to create, I guess is what I'm saying. And the vision I have to do some cool content and make things fun. And, you know, yeah, why do you need a bag? I mean, we all have like different bags, right? We all have like, moms have different bags, non-moms have different bags. Like, we have bags for nighttime, we have bags for daytime. And so my goal is really to create a bag company that is a little personalized, a little different, a little Western, a little non-Western. And hopefully they see that in even content that other people create for me. Because I think if not, it doesn't make sense.
Yeah. Yeah. Just the continuity in that, in the storytelling.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, you nailed it. You said it a lot better than me, Thea.
I don't know.
No, you did. I'm
feeding back.
No, you did though, because I think what ends up happening too is when we collaborate, even with people who are like, right, as you said, like selling a product or here's a product, there has to be some sort of like connection. Like, it can't just be like, you know,
here is my thing, buy my thing.
Yeah. I mean, because just like you, just like you're a customer, I'm a consumer too. Mm-hmm. So I can tell when, you know, there's 10 million influencers or something or whoever got fed product and they all do the same thing. And it feels weird. It's like, okay, cool. Like, what makes this special?
I love it.
What part of the creative part of it get? I don't know. That's where I geek out. You geek out on that part. I geek out on that. I'm like,
I love it. I'm here for all of it. I could have 12 more conversations. I would say too, just as a customer, you can influence this process by the content that you engage with. Like, reach out to a brand or an influencer. Like, and I'm not even saying you have to, I mean, you can comment on it, but send them a DM, let them know what you like. You can kindly let them know what you don't like. Be like, that didn't feel like you. And I think that, like, I can always take constructive criticism that way as well. But, like, even if you're not purchasing, like, vote with your engagement. Let people know when you love what they're doing.
Yeah.
Just not only is it, like, super poor content creators and brand makers on both sides. Like, a lot of times you're just, like, sitting in your hole creating and, like, you don't have your ear to the wall as to, like, does anybody even like this? So, as customers, if you see something and or you want to see a product come out, like, speak up on these collaborations. Be like, I love this collaboration. I want to see it, because that really inform what happens in the future, I think.
I agree. And I'm always open in conversations. Like, with Danny, if you know Danny, like, she's the sweetest. But, like, we were in a whole, I thought she would want to create a collection with me. Like, and we were having a conversation on the phone. And she just asked me, she was like, so, and it was so sweet. And I was like, I would love to create something with you. I'm always game to do that. And, You know, I think some people are a little fearful to reach out to brands, and I think there's a way about it. You have to get to, I truly believe, like, I want to get to know people a little bit, especially the ones I'm working with. Like, I want it to feel like it's like semi a journey and we get to know each other, you know, because at the end of the day, it is a bag.
Right? Like, yeah. The bag.
It is. And it's a product and it's back. I mean, it's not like we're solving, you know, brain cancer
problems.
Yeah, we're not, but I want there to be
something more behind it.
Yeah, whatever that looks like. It doesn't have to mean we have to like tell each other our deepest, darkest secrets like before we make a bag collection.
I love it. Okay. Thank you, Jen, because this has been fun. I love it. I really appreciate you spending time with us. I want to let everyone know where they can find you, when your next shop update is, all of the things.
Gosh, my next shop update. Yeah, so I know. My shop update, I am like in the midst of kind of craziness right now. I'm getting ready to go to Texas next week for Antique Week. And then I have a bag bar at Brush Creek Ranch here in Saratoga, Wyoming. But April and May are going to be my like big restock months. So right now I'm navigating how to do all the things and keep product on hand. But I do a lot of pre-orders and made to order. So if there's something that people want made like or remade, you can always reach out to me. You can shoot me a DM. I usually answer DMs like in the evening after I'm done working. And if there's a bag that you're wanting, like, reach out to me directly and we'll have a conversation and I'll get you on my list too. So,
love it. And website and Instagram?
Yes, website is loveleathers.com. It's L-O-V, no E. So just loveleathers.com. And then same with Instagram, loveleathers.
I'm going to also put just a little Easter egg in here. So if you listen to this all the way to the end, and you know why there is no E in Love Leathers, then you need to tag us and put it in the story because I want to see, and we're going to hear from all the OGs out there because we know what it is.
Yeah. And I'll give a $25 gift card to someone.
Okay. That's what we'll do. You have been incentivized. All right. Well, thank you again, Jen.
Thank you, Sia.
And we'll see everybody else back here next week.
Thank you so much for spending part of your day with me. If you had any aha moments or some questions came up, please hit us up in your Instagram stories. Just take a screenshot, share that, tag us at Cowgirls Over Coffee, and let's keep this conversation going. Otherwise, we'll see you back here next week. And just thank you again. Go out and make it the best week ever.